Hello, hello, folks. How we all doing? That's Mike Ladd, 1888 Audio Boom. We'll put one of these out for a couple of weeks. And there's a lot happened since the last time I spoke to everybody. Of course, we had the League Cup game against Sefco at Hampden, which we won 2-0. We got some a fine header for Griffiths and a fantastic bullet rocket shot from Commons, who last night I heard had signed a new 2-year deal, which is an absolutely brilliant piece of business by Celtic Football Club going forward. That adding to the two signings of Gary Mackay-Stevens and the lad Stuart Robertson from Dundee United as well. So, plus the young kid Duffy, Michael Duffy, I think it is, that we signed for Derry City. So yeah, it's like four new players have come in basically. I know Commons was already there, but obviously it's like signing a new player, especially a guy who's been such a good servant to the club. I'm absolutely over the moon that Chris has committed himself for another couple of years. Like I say, with Stuart Robertson and the Gary Mackay-Stephen, a couple of midfielders, we have so many attacking options going forward in the next, the second half of this season. Still in four competitions, like I say. Pumped Sefco last Sunday there. Thoroughly enjoyed that. They never even got a shot on goal, which was quite embarrassing for them, to be honest. They were never in the game. And it wasn't so much that they were really bad. Celtic were just different class on the day, up for the game, and hopefully they'll be up for the cup final against Dundee United in March, which will be an interesting one. Although the two new guys won't be able to play, obviously, for obvious reasons, because they'll be cup tied, but it'll be an interesting game because Dundee United, we've had them in semi finals and finals in the past, and they're a tough side. And under Jackie McNamara, United have had a pretty good season, and they always seem to give Celtic a game. I still fancy us to win it. Probably a tight 2-1 victory. And that'll give us the first trophy of the season to build on. Hopefully by that time we'll have progressed in the Europa League. Game's coming up against Inter Milan in a few weeks' time. I think it's around about the 16th of February, the first tie. And Mancini's team seem to be in a bit of disarray in the last few months. They're sitting way down in the Serie A. I think they're maybe about 15th or 16th position, which is kind of unusual for a team of Milan's class. And probably isn't it a better time for Celtic to get them? So, like I say, that's a game that I'm really looking forward to. And if, obviously, we can get through that, you're talking the last 16 in your competition, where who knows what could happen and who we could get drawn against. So, obviously you've got that. And then, the Scottish Cup coming up tomorrow. This is Friday night as I speak. I'm just heading into work now. Obviously putting this wee podcast together. We've got Dundee, Paul Hartley's team. We've had some good games against them in recent times. Looking forward to the game tomorrow afternoon. It's a telly game as well. I would imagine the way Celtic's been playing so far, we should win that game. We should win it and progress from the fifth round into the next one. And the Scottish Cup's another one I think Celtic have got a really good chance in. I mean, I think we've got a good chance in all the competitions. It's brilliant that we're in. Still in four competitions, still in Europe. Cup final coming up, and we're looking good in the league. We've got a game in hand, 3-point lead. Should win that. I think that's against Partick Thistle. That's coming up next midweek. So yeah, things are looking really good. And Ronnie Dyler, I'm glad that the Celtic fans have stuck by the guy. He's starting to show that he's he's a decent manager, and I think given maybe 3 out of 4 trophies this season, if we can manage a treble in Europa League would be nice, obviously. See how we go in that. That would be great for him, and it would build confidence going into the 2015-16 season. I would imagine Hearts will be back up. I'm hoping Hibs can catch Sefco. Don't want to see them back in the league ever again. They don't deserve it. They're a bunch of fucking animals. That's just being honest. So yeah, very happy with the way things are going. I'm looking forward to the second half of the season, and obviously tomorrow's game. And my prediction for tomorrow's game, I'm going to go 2-0 Celtic. Goal scorers Gaudette, and I'm going to say Commons to bag a goal tomorrow as well. Okay folks, it's been nice chatting once again. Hail hail, hope you've listened and hope you enjoy the wee audio boos as I put them out there. And feel free to comment or visit the blog, the Celtic Foot Soldiers, if you've not been. It's a blog that's been kind of up and running for a year and a half on WordPress. It was over on blog.com for a long time, so it's a continuation of the blog from there. And there's new content getting added all the time. It's quite a popular wee blog, I'd like to say. It's been linked to Celtic News Now and stuff like that, so I'm on their mailing list, etc. So, aye, hail, hail, folks, God bless, and I'll catch you the next time.